I enjoy three things, and they are beautiful before Yahuwah and men: the agreement of kindred, the friendship of neighbors, and a woman and her husband who walk together in agreement. But my soul hates three sorts of people, and I am greatly offended at their life: a poor man who is arrogant, a rich man who is a liar, and an old fool who is an adulterer. If you gathered nothing in your youth, how could you find anything in your old age? How beautiful a thing is judgment in the gray-haired, and for elders to know good counsel! How beautiful is the wisdom of old men, and understanding and counsel to men who are in honor! Much experience is the crown of the aged. Their glory is the fear of Yahuwah. There are nine things that I have thought of, and in my heart counted happy, and the tenth I will utter with my tongue: a man who has joy with his children, and a man who lives and sees the fall of his enemies. Happy is he who dwells with a wife of understanding, he who has not slipped with his tongue, and he who has not served a man who is unworthy of him. Happy is he who has found prudence, and he who speaks in the ears of those who listen. How great is he who has found wisdom! Yet there is none greater than one who fears Yahuwah. The fear of Yahuwah surpasses all things. To whom shall he who holds it be likened? The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of his love, and faith is the beginning of cleaving to him. Any wound but a wound of the heart, any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman, any calamity but a calamity from those who hate me, any vengeance but the vengeance of enemies. There is no venom worse than a snake's venom. There is no wrath worse than an enemy's wrath. I would rather dwell with a lion and a dragon than keep house with a wicked woman. The wickedness of a woman changes her appearance and darkens her countenance like that of a bear. Her husband will sit among his neighbors, and when he hears it, he sighs bitterly. All malice is small compared to the malice of a woman. Let the portion of a sinner fall on her. As walking up a sandy hill is to the feet of the aged, so is a wife full of words to a quiet man. Don't be ensnared by a woman's beauty. Don't desire a woman for her beauty. There is anger, impudence, and great reproach if a woman supports her husband. A wicked woman is abasement of heart, sadness of countenance, and a wounded heart. A woman who won't make her husband happy is like hands that hang down and weak knees. The beginning of sin came from a woman. Because of her, we all die. Don't give water an outlet, and don't give a wicked woman freedom of speech. If she doesn't go as you direct, cut her away from your flesh.